the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. I am America's voice here on the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the final debate on deck four tonight. And the anti-Trump moderator from NBC News, Kristen Welker, will apparently have her hands on the mute button to silence the candidate if one needs to be quieted. I can guess which one she'll target more. Number two, President Trump has signed into law legislation that will make 988 the new direct phone hotline number for suicide prevention. The move comes as the nation suffers through the pandemic. Yes, 988 should be up and running in about 2 years. And number one, the laptop from hell picking up speed. And in fact, it may reach critical mass during tonight's debate. We'll have to wait to see how President Trump handles that topic. Of course, the economy may be more important. COVID-19 responses and vaccines and treatments may be more important, but the FBI is focused on this laptop, as you well know. Now, also today, Democrats apparently are going to boycott a vote at the Judiciary Committee to send through the name of Amy Coney Barrett for consideration on the floor of the Senate. Now that we know that Mitt Romney is voting in the affirmative, Susan Collins voting against, Lisa Murkowski, we don't know. Joe Manchin, we don't know. Right now, it looks like it'll likely be 51 or 52 votes in favor of Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. And then, of course, it'll be on to court packing for the Democrats, who continue to play games with it. But make no mistake, that's the intention. They intend to pack the United States Supreme Court. They intend to upend the institutions of the United States. The Supreme Court has been nine since 1869. And the talk is to add at least two justices, maybe four. Hell, maybe six. Why not? That's what Franklin Roosevelt wanted. He wanted six justices to have 15 on the court. It's not unconstitutional. It's just reckless. Right now, you have a chief justice of the Supreme Court who sides with liberals more often than conservatives on big cases. So John Roberts is already to the left, and so that would just make it far more to the left. And there's a lot of outcry from the Republicans on this as we head toward that possible decision. Steve Daines of Montana among those saying this cannot stand. Bite number seven, the idea of packing the court. Terrible idea. Bite seven with Steve Daines, senator from Montana. Here he is.
So I support what Senator Rubio is putting forward. This is an unprecedented power grab. What Senator Rubio is doing here is showing we stop this unprecedented power grab by the Democrats. Moving the Supreme Court to 11 or 13 justices is exactly what Chuck Schumer will do if he gets control of the Senate. Combined with adding two more senators for the District of Columbia with statehood and two more from Puerto Rico with statehood would then eliminate the Supreme Court from being the check and balance on the power of the United States Senate and to stop what will be a radical far-left agenda put forth by Chuck Schumer and the Democrats.
There will be no checks and balances. It will be over. After almost 250 years, if the Supreme Court is expanded and the Democrats are successful in adding the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico as new states, they would all send four new senators, all far to the left, because they all want the money. Puerto Rico would just be voting for cash. But Puerto Rico, when you become a state, the rules change, you see. Might not be that easy. Might not be that easy at all, but if you add two seats for the District of Columbia, which has never been a state, was never intended to be a state, you would have problems again. Senator Martha McSally of Arizona also weighing in. She's in a tough re-election fight in her state. She's in grave danger of not holding on to her seat, but she's not afraid to speak out. She was a fighter pilot, after all, a squadron leader. First woman to do either one of those jobs in the United States Air Force. Here she is, bite number eight with Senator Martha McSally. Bite eight, go.
Look, I put my life on the line for our freedoms and way of life. Joni did as well. Those who served in the military, an oath of office to the Constitution, willing to give it all in order to protect America and its freedoms. And what these Democrats want to do, what the left is demanding, is to fundamentally destroy and transform the foundations of our country, the institutions of our country, at all costs. It doesn't matter. It's all about gaining power at all costs. That's not what America's about. That's not what America was founded on. That's not what the men and women who served with me, who didn't come back, gave their lives for. and those who came back with the wounds of war. That's not what I put my life on the line for. Americans want stability right now. They want to be able to trust their institutions more, not less. And they don't want politicians who are on power grabs to somehow get their way.
This notion that somehow Democrats put their country over party is laughable, obviously laughable. Packing the Supreme Court is not popular, by the way. Not popular at all. 6 in 10 Americans oppose the idea of packing the Supreme Court. 6 in 10 oppose packing the Supreme Court and changing it, as they should. Luckily, they'll never get to the... Luckily, they will never get to the Electoral College because you would never get a supermajority. Right now, you'd have to have 38 states vote in the affirmative to get there. You won't get there. I don't know the likelihood of D.C. or Puerto Rico becoming states either. I don't know what the likelihood of that happening is either, but it's certainly part of the scheme, and that's all it is, a scheme to grab power, to upend the balance that has worked so well for 250 years. 250 years. Meanwhile, tonight's debate will also focus on packing the Supreme Court. Will certainly come up tonight, I'm sure of that. The idea that vaccines and treatments are available for COVID-19, that will be discussed. And Hunter Biden's laptop will be discussed. New reporting from Fox shows that the laptop, according to the enumerations on the subpoenas, show two things likely in play: a money laundering investigation and child pornography investigation. Both of these things running parallel based on the fact that FBI Special Agent Josh Wilson signed some of the documents. Josh Wilson signed some of those documents, and he is a guy who specializes in child pornography cases. Now, we know there is explicit sexual material. At least that's what we're told on this laptop belonging to Hunter Biden. Explicit sexual material. Is it with underage girls? We don't know. The allegation is out there from Rudy Giuliani and others that it does contain underage girls. The Delaware State Police had the computer and the information for a period of time. They passed it on to the FBI in Delaware, so it's all in the hands of the FBI again. Not sure I trust that at all. I believe there are good field agents. I feel that they're all good field agents. But the management, those that run the FBI, from James Comey to Christopher Wray, are all suspect at this point. If they don't do a thorough and honest investigation of money laundering and corruption and selling out America to Ukraine and Russia and China, well, quite honestly, they should all be taken out and tried for treason, in my estimation. If you don't do your job to stop that from happening, why are you even there? 14 after on a Thursday. It's the 22nd of October. Good to have you along for the conversation. Still to come, we've got Deneen Borelli coming up, one of my good friends that I've gotten to know along this journey. Deneen Borelli on the Black Voices for Trump Advisory Board. What does she say with 12 days to go? We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.